Stop making your own life more difficult than it needs to be. You're probably getting in your own way right now and creating more suffering than is necessary. Yes, all of us have to go through pain. Problems happen, challenges come up, and sometimes things go wrong. However, that doesn't mean that you have to think and ruminate and get stuck on all of those things. You see, the way that we're wired, our attention naturally focuses on everything that's going wrong in our life. We find all the things that are uncomfortable, that we don't like, and we fixate on them. We give them more energy than they need, and definitely more than they deserve. Instead of really being happy, enjoying the good things in your life, it's so easy to get trapped and stuck thinking about everything you don't like. But I want you to liberate yourself, to give yourself the freedom to just focus on what you want more of, because if you do, it will expand. It's funny how some people notice everything that's wrong in their life and everything that they can find to complain about versus other people who find everything to be grateful for. You might even find two people living in the exact same environment, having the same experiences, but interpreting completely different realities. One might say, the world is against me, everything is wrong, and everyone hates me. And the other one might say, wow, the world is filled with opportunity, the people are incredible, and I love the gift of being alive. What I'm saying is, you get to choose how you experience what you're experiencing. You might not always get the choice in what happens, but you always get the choice in how you react and respond. So take this as a moment to decide how you're going to interpret everything that happens to you today, and maybe even for the rest of your life. Are you going to see challenges as an opportunity that you can rise to meet, or are you going to see them as a roadblock that ends your journey? Any external results that you want to see out in the real world begin in your mind. You have to think about it. It's an idea before you ever create it. But if your mind is filled with garbage content, overthinking, nonsense that isn't helping you and supporting you towards your goals, well, how can you realistically expect yourself to hit the targets that you desire? In other words, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Right now, are you getting in your own way? Are you blocking yourself from being happy? Are you finding reasons to be upset even if they don't need to be magnified? Snap out of it. Focus on something different. Focus on something that you are grateful for, or find something that you're excited about, and continue to do that. Practice it, train it into your mind so that it becomes normal. An easy way to do this is every time you have a negative thought or you start complaining, you ask yourself, what's a better way to be perceiving this experience? What's a better way to think about this situation? When you feel bad, ask yourself, what would be a better way to feel? How do I want to feel about this situation? Your default response doesn't have to be the response that becomes dominant and the one that you continue to experience for the rest of your life. You can change at any moment. Right now, today, you can make this shift, and it can be tangible, and it can last for a very, very long time, if not for the rest of your life, if you decide to really commit to it. And if you want to take this a step even further, I would start looking at the people around you and start noticing how they're interpreting their reality, what they're experiencing, and asking yourself, is that the best possible frame? Not so that you can be a judgmental asshole, but rather so that you can start to become more aware of how other people view their environments, their challenges, their realities. When you raise your awareness like this, when you start to pay attention, then it's really hard to miss the lesson, and it becomes really easy to realize that people are happy based on their own criteria, and they create their own misery as well. It's easier to see it in others. It's usually more difficult to really perceive it in yourself. But when you look at it and you see it in other people, then you typically will recognize it more in yourself as well to help you keep on track. Examine and question the way that you're thinking and feeling. Don't just let it slide by. Don't let the default behavior continue. Just because you used to think about things a certain way doesn't mean that it has to continue that way. And finally, if you want to really revolutionize your mindset, if you want to step up every area of your life, your health, your wealth, and your relationships, then come over and have a one-on-one consultation with me. Go to eraphael.com. The link is in the description. You can book yourself a free session. We'll talk, see if we're a good fit. And if so, then I'll be coaching you every week, holding you accountable to your goals and supporting you to be the best version of yourself. As always, I hope you enjoyed this one, and I'll catch you on the next one.